Just sing a couple of choruses before our brother John comes. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Let us sing that and then I'll maybe sing one more. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the only one who cares and understands. Shadow, you are mine.
will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me. When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory for me. Nobody know that? No, it's not in the book, I'm sorry. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me. When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory, be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me. When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory, be glory for me. Praise the Lord.
Glory for me,
glory for me, when by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory, be glory for me. We can nearly sing, or I can nearly sing. Just a verse from Matthew's Gospel as an introduction, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. And I said a verse, just two verses. And Jesus is speaking, and he's talking about the pearl of great price. And verse 45 reads, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. I'll end the reading there for now. Let's just pray again. Our Father in heaven, we thank you again for a sense of your presence here in this room. We thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to draw aside and come into your house. And we pray, Lord, you'll meet with us afresh. And Lord, we know that your presence is among us. And we pray, Lord, as we turn to your word, Lord, that you'll glorify your name. And Lord, let everything that's said and done bring glory and honor to your name. And bless your people, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may have your seats. And, you know, it's just, I was going to say it's going to be a short sermon, but I don't, maybe that's the wrong thing to say. But, you know, I looked at this portion of scripture and I said, no, that'll not do. But I kept, I believe the Lord kept bringing me back and referring me to it. And, you know, someone kept saying to me, oh, John, but sure, is it really relevant? Leave all scripture is relevant. Every verse in this book is relevant, and it's important. And you know, for a while this morning, I just want to speak about this pearl of great price and the merchant man. And you know, this is a parable that Jesus spoke. And some people, and you know, they create an argument about parables and to say that you can never teach doctrine from a parable. Well, you know, the strange thing about that is the Lord used parables all the time to teach doctrine. And somebody said, I believe it's so true, that's an earthly story. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And Jesus here is talking about the kingdom of heaven. And he said it was like unto. He said the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man. Now I want for a while, just a briefly this morning, to look at this merchantman. I believe he represents the Lord Jesus Christ, the merchantman. Because he's the one that's doing the seeking. And we're told here, as Jesus said again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchantman. And this merchantman is doing something. He's seeking goodly pearls. He's on a mission. He's got a purpose. You know, it's good to have a purpose. And it's good to have a vision. And we're told here that the merchant man is seeking goodly pearls. You know, all of us are seeking for something. Isn't that right? All of us are seeking for something. But I believe what this merchant man was seeking for, it was important. It was very important. And you know, sometimes we're seeking after things, and maybe they're, to us they're important, and maybe to us they're not important. But you know, you can spend a lot of time, if we're not careful, seeking after something that's not important. Seeking after something that's not going to be of a great benefit. Seeking after something that it's not going to stand the test of time and eternity. But this merchant man, he had a purpose, he had a goal, he had a vision, and he was seeking after, the Bible says, goodly pearls. And he was, had a conquest. I don't know if that's the right word or not, but he had a purpose and he had a vision. And he had also determination. And you're not told how long he had a seek. But I believe that the Lord came seeking you and seeking me. And he's still seeking men and women today. Glory. And you know, let me say this, and I don't want to get away ahead of myself, and I haven't really much to say this morning anyway, but listen, man never sought after God. God sought after man first. And this merchant man is a type of Jesus Christ. He's a type of the Holy Spirit, because he's seeking after the goodly pearl, and the Holy Ghost comes seeking after you and seeking after me. And Jesus came to seek and to save. Isn't that wonderful? And you know, Jesus came to where we were. This merchant man came to where the pearl was. Because he found it. He found the pearl. Hallelujah. He found the pearl of great price. The merchant man didn't search in vain. And I want you to know that the Lord didn't search in vain when he found you and when he found me. Now you might say, I don't feel worthy. I don't feel adequate. I don't feel I'm up to the standard. Let me tell you this. And I want to say these things this morning. I want to encourage you. It doesn't matter how you feel about yourself. It's what God sees when he looks at you. It's what God sees when he looks into your heart. It's what God sees when he looks at a brother and looks at a sister. If we could see with the eyes of God, we would see perfection. And here, the pearl of great price hadn't anything to do with being chosen. The pearl had nothing to do with that. That was the merchant man's choosing. It was the merchant man who picked this pearl. It was God who picked you. was the Holy Ghost who picked you. And you're out of everybody else, he picked you. And you know what it says of this merchant man? It says who, when he had found. Who, when he had found. I want you to notice that he found. It was him. It was the Lord that done it. We couldn't do it ourselves. We're not capable of doing it ourselves. But it was who, when he had found. Now, it was the Lord that chose you and chose me. If the Lord had appointed you to be in this room this morning, you're here. You're not just here by chance. You're here this morning because the Lord wanted you here. I believe that. And you're here this morning because the Lord chose you. There's hundreds of others he could have chose, but he didn't. He chose you. You. Why did he choose you? Because he wanted you. And you see, this merchant man saw something in this parable. Probably, we're not told, but probably other people walked past it. Probably other people saw it and wanted nothing to do with it. Probably other people saw it and didn't see the true value of it. But this merchant man knew what he was looking for, and when he saw it, the Bible says when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and he sold all that he had, and he bought it. You know, one pearl of great price. God gave a great price for you, and he gave a great price for me. For he gave himself. Now listen, what are we told about the merchant man? We're told about the merchant man in verse 46. It says, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had, and he bought it. There wasn't anything in the merchant, there wasn't anything else in the merchant man's life that was more important to him than the pearl of great price. I want you to know that you were very important in the mind of God. And God said he gave himself for you. When God found you, he bought you. And this merchant man, he went and he sold everything. He didn't. He sold all that he had. All that he had. All that he had. Could you do that?
Out of trouble.
All that he had. Got rid of it. Now, why did he get rid of it? Well, he needed the money. He needed the price. Thank God there was one man who could pay the price. And that one man was Jesus Christ. Now let me say, I didn't say a whole lot, but listen. There's only one pearl. Out of all the treasures, there was only one pearl. There wasn't two or three, there was one. But the Bible says he was seeking goodly pearls. But I'm gonna cover that later and just give my wee moment here. But listen, one pearl of great price. What does the pearl represent? It represents, I've written it down here, the church of the living God. The true church of the living God. That's what the pearl represents. And listen, the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. You are the members of the body. I've written it down here, the bride of Christ. One pearl, one true church, one body of Christ, one bride, many members, one body. Now, somebody says there's all kinds of different ways to get to heaven. No, there's not. There's one way. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And here we see the merchant man, he found the one pearl of great price. And when he had found the one pearl of great price, he goes and he sells all that he has. And he buys it. Someone else about that. One payment.
Yes, mm-hmm.
One payment.
Yes, amen.
Didn't take it out in HP. Didn't have to take a mortgage, although it cost more than a mortgage. But he bought it. Christ Jesus bought you.
Amen.
And he paid for you.
Amen.
And he didn't put a down payment on your salvation. He paid it in full.
Amen.
All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow.
Amen.
Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad today you're bought with a price and you're not your own? Aren't you glad that when this merchant man found the one pearl of great price, he went and he sold all that he had and he bought it. He went and he sold all that he had. There wasn't anything else in his life that was as important as the pearl of great price. He wanted it. Do you know what happened? Do you know what happened whenever he bought it? He claimed ownership. It was his. Who do you belong to today? Who bought you? Who paid for you? Who do you belong to? Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the sake of time alone, but for eternity. Now it said that the merchant man sold all that he had, and he went and he bought it. He wanted that pearl of great price. He sold everything. He wanted everything. He wanted for nothing. He kept nothing back. That's the matter. That's what I mean to say. He kept nothing back that he would get the pearl. He wanted the pearl more than anything else. The pearl was more important to him than everything else that he had. He had nothing else that was of the same value. Absolutely nothing. You know you're of great value to God. Now, can you imagine the merchant man come walking down the road? Can you imagine him come walking down the road and he has just bought the pearl of great price? He has just paid for it. He's come walking down the road and you meet him and he's got the pearl of great price. He's got it with him. And you meet him. Do you think he's going to trade it? Do you think he's going to sell it? Do you think he's going to change his mind? Do you think he's going to say, oh, I went and bought that and I shouldn't have done it? Did you ever buy something that you shouldn't have bought? Did you ever spend money foolishly? Did you ever spend your time foolishly? This merchant man didn't waste his time or he didn't spend something on nothing. He bought something that was precious. Jesus bought something that was precious when he bought you and he bought me and he paid for you. But listen, he didn't buy you today to sell you tomorrow. He didn't say, I want you and put his hand on you and bring you so far. And then when he brings you so far, he's not going to say, I'm no longer any use for you. I don't need you no more. That's the work of the devil. He's the one that tells you that you're past your salvation, or you've missed the boat, or you've missed your opportunity. Listen, opportunity knocks when Jesus is in the helm, when he's in the ship. With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. And could you imagine this merchant man come down the road and say, tell him, how much will you take? Now, did you ever buy something and you had it bought a while? And it happened to me once in my life that I can remember. I bought something one time and when I had it bought, I could have resold it. And I could have got nearly double my money on it. But I said, it's not for sale. You know something? What I want you to tell Satan, I want you to tell Satan you're not for sale. You're not for sale. God wants you. God loves you. God gave himself. God emptied himself of everything that he had. He left the splendor of glory, knowing his destiny. It was the lonely hill of Golgotha, where he laid down his life for me. Where he laid down his life for you. Where he gave his all for you. He wanted you. He bought you. And let me tell you this, he chose you. Chose me. I don't know why he would do it, but that's what he done. That's what God done. That's what God done for his people. That's what God done for you and me, brothers and sisters. God loves you. And God gave himself for you. And you know, the hymn writer said he emptied himself of everything but love. He left the splendor of glory, knowing his destiny. Is not a wonderful hymn saying, if that isn't love, then the ocean's dry. And the sparrows can't fly. There's no stars in the sky. But God so loved the world that he gave all that he had when he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. Thank God. You know, I said there was one payment. Jesus paid the debt. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. Isn't that right? And the hymn writer said, and it was growing every day. And Jesus died to set us free. Hallelujah. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for grace. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God he loved us with an everlasting love. The merchantman, I've written down, sold all that he had. One pearl, one payment, and full, once and for all. You know you're bought. You're bought. I'm not here this morning to say anything. Any great mystery that you... No. God's in simplicity. God's in the simple things. And you know, God loved you and God gave himself for you. You know, I'm turning over now till... First Corinthians in chapter 6. Just bear with me. 1 Corinthians in chapter 6. And there's a couple of verses here that I want to share with you also. It's verses 19 and verses 20. Paul's writing to the Corinthian church. And you know, he says, know ye that your bodies are the members of Christ. He says, your body is the member of Christ. Now that's in verse 15, but I want to read verses 19 and 20. He says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. You belong to the Lord. You're not your own. And he goes on to say, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So he says you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. What is it? You know what I wrote down here? I'm trying to find what the way I wrote it down. I wrote down that we are bought with a price, and for we are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And I've written down below that, help us, Lord, to use our bodies to glorify you. You see, this body that we're in, we can do all kinds of things, can't we? But God wants us to do something with it that'll glorify Him. God wants us to do with our bodies something that'll glorify Him. You know what's wrong today in the world? People are hunting for glory for their own selves. The glory hunters. And we see it in the world of sport. What about them two footballers that had a tragic accident and the whole country was into mourn? I think it's Portugal. Thousands of people come. Thousands of people attend it. Thousands of people watch it on YouTube. Thousands of people send flowers. All the glory of man. You see, the glory of man, what doesn't last? It's just a short time, but the glory of God lasts into eternity. The glory of God lasts into eternity. And you see sometimes a sign, you'll see some of these windows here, they're dedicated. It's more the glory of man, but it's the glory of man. Look what we done. Look what I done. God doesn't want us to say, oh, I've done this, I've done that. No, but God wants us to use our body to glorify Him. You can destroy your body. You can kill yourself. But that doesn't bring any glory to God. God wants you to glorify Him in your body and in your spirit. And how do you do that? You give yourself to the Lord. You commit yourself to Him. You give yourself to the one who bought you. For you're not your own. You see, when you're not your own, you're not allowed to do your own thing. Now I'm tightening the belt a bit here. You see, some people say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. We're not going to do anything unless the Lord allows us. We're not able to do anything. But help us, Lord, to pursue the things that You want us to pursue, not other things that are not important. And how many times, sometimes we get waylaid and we're seeking after something that's of no value, or we're seeking after something that's not important. It doesn't matter about it. And we want. Isn't that right? And a man one time was preaching, and he said he met some people, and he said they've got the gimmies. And I says, what's the gimmies? He says, gimme. They've got the gimmies. You know, some preachers can get the gimmies. They're always looking. God doesn't want you to have the gimmies. He wants you to have the giver. And He wants you to glorify Him in your body and in your spirit, God. Why? Because He bought you. He paid for you. And you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Now, I don't want to bore you to death, but listen. I'm turning to Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 3. Just bear with me, and you know, believe it or not, this is maybe a bit slow this morning, but I think it's just the pace. I'm going at the pace I believe the Lord wants me to go at. And I'm going to read a lot of this chapter 3 here, of Philippians chapter 3. And I want to start reading at verse 7. And this is Paul's testimony. You see, some people want to be a Christian, but they don't want to give up lots of things. Some people say, I want to get saved, and I want to do this, I want to do that, but I want to hold on. I want to hold on to stuff here that I want to hold on to. I don't want to get rid of it. Remember the merchant man sold all that he had. He sold all that he had. And listen to Paul's testimony now. I said the other time, one of the times I said, when a man gives his testimony, he identifies himself. He says who he is and what he is. And Paul's testifying here, and he was saying about how he was brought up, and he said he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, and he said, as regarding the law, he was blameless. He'd kept the law. And he said he was of the tribe of Benjamin, and he was an Israelite and all them things. And he said he had everything going for him. But in verse 7, this is what we read. He said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. And then he goes on to say, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I might win Christ. Paul said he had suffered the loss of all things, but he said, look, I don't care. I want Christ. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. And Paul said, he suffered the loss of all things. The merchant man sold all that he had. God gave his best when he gave his son. When he bought you and paid for you. Verse 9. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. You know, Paul said, if he could apprehend that for which he was apprehended. God had a purpose when he apprehended you. God had a purpose when he chose you. And he said, if I could apprehend that for which I have been apprehended. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, he said, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk as ye have us for an example. Now, Paul said he had suffered the loss of all things, that he would win Christ. And then he says, I want you to follow me. That's what he could say. I want you to follow me. And Paul gave up everything to get Christ. Now, we didn't have to do that. We didn't have to give up everything. But we have got the Lord. But you know, the enemy would want to come and get you to run here and run there and run all over the place and pursue something that's not important. But thank God. And this is what Paul said. He said, for many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. You know, if somebody's an enemy of the cross of Christ, they're professing Christianity. Did you know that? And do you know something else about them? The way they're walking and the way they're living, they're doing more harm than good. They've become an enemy. The enemies of the cross. This is what Paul said. And Paul didn't mince his words. And now I'm not preaching works, and I don't believe that Paul was preaching works, for he said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, and I might have the faith that is the salvation, the faith that's by grace through saved, or through grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. But he said some people are the enemies of the cross of Christ. And verse 19 says, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. You know, I am glad for the merchant man. I am glad for Jesus Christ. And you might say to yourself, oh, John, I know all them things. Yes, well, it's good that we know them. But one day, we're going to see the Lord face to face, aren't we? We're going to walk the streets of glory, and we're going to be there. Why are we going to be there? God chose you and he chose me. God paid the price for you. Never let the devil tell you you're finished. Never let the devil tell you it's over. Never let the enemy tell you that it's not going to work. I want to tell you it is going to work. And I want to tell you God gave his all. He gave all he had when he gave his only begotten son to die on the cross in your room and in your stead. Now, this is going to be a record for me. I think I have finished. And maybe we'll just pray, and then Brother Guy's going to come. And if we can just have a time of worship, if we can just worship the Lord and give him thanks. Our Father, we thank you again this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that whenever we were unlovely, you saw something in us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, you sent your Son into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Thank you, Heavenly Father, you paid the price and you paid it in full. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give yourself a ransom for many. Thank you, God. Lord, help us to glorify you in our bodies. And Lord, help me not to be telling others what to do if I can't do it myself. Help me, Lord, to be what you want me to be. Help me, Lord, to do what you want me to do. Help me to seek after that which you would want me to seek after. Lord, I thank you, you came seeking for me. Thank you, Lord, you have a bride. Thank you, Lord, you've got a church. Thank you, Lord, you've got members of the body. And thank you, Lord, you're coming again. Thank you, Lord, you're able to change us. And we say, Lord, you are changing us from glory to glory. I ask you, Lord, you'll meet needs in this room this morning. I ask you, Lord, you'll bless and encourage your people and strengthen them and give them your grace and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Brother Gary to come. Sister Alba, just come and lead us in a couple of songs. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Well, we'll just remain seated for a while. We'll sing the hymn, Jesus My Saviour, to Bethlehem came. Born in the mangers of sorrow and shame. Oh, it was wonderful, blessed be his name, seeking for me. And then we'll sing a chorus or two, and we'll have a time of opportunity. Maybe someone would like to pray this morning, just while we wait upon the Lord.
Jesus My Saviour. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Maybe we can stand our feet. Just thinking of a hymn, one maybe I don't know too well. It's, I think, the first verse, Matthew, "In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin," is it? Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the love that bought me. And I could be wrong, the first, is that the first line? Oh, is it "Oh, the love that sought me"? Maybe it's the force. Or maybe "Oh, the love that bought me."
6:17.
6:17. Oh, and I'll ask you if you can. "In tenderness he sought me, were he in sick with sin." That's it. What is it in G? I'm not sure if we can play it. Let's stand on our feet and we'll try it. Who knows this hymn? Well, we'll give it a go. In tenderness.